Proclamation number 3268 of 25th of September, 1944. Task of the Knower. Work for the Kingdom of God. Anyone who is in knowledge understandably has greater tasks to fulfill on earth, for he is in grace, i.e., every person is indeed called to be in grace, yet anyone who does not allow it to take effect in him is also still in a lower degree of maturity of the soul, and thus he cannot give, he cannot be active and thus cannot work for the spiritual kingdom. This task, however, is incumbent upon the human being who, through his will, has allowed God's grace to take effect in him and has attained realization. He can now work according to God's will because he knows about it. And thus he can work for the kingdom of God. This is the most beautiful task that can be given to a human being, for it alone brings success that has eternal value. It is an activity which does not end with the death of the body but will also continue in the beyond and which is extremely important for the still ignorant souls. Thus the human being has received a gift of grace which enables him to work with it, and as soon as he possesses this ability he must also make use of it, otherwise God's gift would remain idle and this would be a disregard for those for whom the human being would have to answer. However, the person who is in knowledge will also gladly and joyfully carry out his task, for he is urged to do so from within. He is happy about it himself, and his happiness makes him communicative. He is eager to give and therefore also willing to give. A person who only uses the spiritual knowledge he has gained, the visible sign of God's active grace, for himself alone, who therefore does not feel the need to give it to other people and thus to spread it, is not yet permeated by it himself, thus he does not yet possess the spiritual knowledge as mental property but is merely a listener of it and consequently does not yet have the right knowledge. He has only accepted it from a fellow human being's hand, to a certain extent as a listener, but without a truly profound will to draw deepest wisdom from it himself, and thus it does not make him happy to the extent that he is inwardly urged to pass it on. Then his degree of maturity is not yet so high that he can receive divine wisdom himself, and thus he cannot work for the kingdom of God until he is matured so far that he recognizes the necessity of working for God in his kingdom. Then it also begins to become bright and light in him and he now rejoices in his activity which is meant for the soul of his fellow human being. And then he has to be restlessly active, he has to use every day for spiritual work, he has to take his task seriously, for it is also important to guide fellow human beings into knowledge, and this requires restless activity, patience and perseverance. His work will spread far and wide again, it will not rest, for anyone who has recognized the meaning and purpose of life, the love, wisdom and omnipotence of the Creator, anyone who knows the significance of the act of salvation and the eternal plan of salvation of the divine Creator and Father of eternity, anyone who has thus become knowledgeable, will not keep his knowledge but radiate it again. He wants to give it away because the spreading of truth makes him happy. And this is his task, which he should and will take seriously once he is seized by God's grace. Once he has become knowledgeable himself through divine grace and knows about the great hardship of those who still live in complete spiritual night and cannot save themselves from it alone, then the knowing person's willingness to help comes to light, he is active in enlightenment and promotes the kingdom of God, he leads souls to him who allow themselves to be permeated by God's grace and who are willing for it to become effective in them as well. And therefore he who is in knowledge will be restlessly active in the vineyard of the Lord. He will advertise and work without ceasing. He will teach and preach love in order to lead people onto the right path, onto the path of knowledge through God's grace. Amen.